The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
All right, we're less than a week away from the 2021 NFL draft, and as such, this is what we're calling our Digital Row kickoff event. You're going to hear four interviews in this show. First up is our own Rob Stats Guerrera talking with ESPN's Mike Greenberg about covering the draft from a media perspective. Then it's my chat with Los Angeles Rams wide receiver Robert Woods. And I had a lot of fun with Robert on that one, talking about how rookie wide receivers transition to the pros and a ton more. After that, I've got Mike Renner, lead draft analyst for Pro Football Focus. We're going to dig into the top non-QB prospects in the draft. And finally, I am joined by a dear friend, Benjamin Solak of Bleeding Green Nation and the Draft Network, where we sift through the nonsense and smoke that's surrounding the 49ers' third overall selection. Plus, we'll get into some of the most talented day two guys that could or should sneak into the back end of the first round. All great conversation, so I'm excited to bring those to you. Mike, welcome back to the SB Nation NFL show. How you doing, brother?
Doing great. Good to be back, brother.
I'm glad to have you here with us as we go into this week of the NFL draft. And Mike, as the lead draft analyst for Pro Football Focus, I think it's pretty obvious what we're here to talk about. So let's do it. Let's talk some 2021 NFL draft. What I wanted to run through here is some of the top of the board non-quarterback prospects. So we're talking outside of Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Justin Fields, who run 1-2-3 on your board. Somebody known as a top evaluator in the NFL said that LSU's Ja'Marr Chase was the best wide receiver prospect since Julio Jones back in 2011. Do you agree with that? Does it matter? Should he be talked about in that Julio tier? What went through your head when you saw that take?
Whew, I mean, Julio wasn't even the first wide receiver drafted in 2011. It was AJ right. Green. But I didn't evaluate Sammy Watkins. That was before our time doing this at PFF. I did evaluate Amari Cooper coming out. That's a toss-up to me. Him versus Amari Cooper, they both have their strengths and weaknesses. I think Amari Cooper was a little bit better of a route runner coming out, but he was also, you got to see his junior year, which was his massive year. Chase's sophomore year was his massive year. So that one, honestly, splitting hairs at that point. They're guys you know are going to come in and be number one receivers. Like, you know that's the level of physicality you're working with. That's the level of production you're working with and just how clean they are as receivers. There's not really a lot of – this isn't like drafting Corey Davis fifth overall. It's a different level of prospect.
But like you said, you go back to it, and it feels revisionist. You could have made the case for a lot of wide receivers, including Amari Cooper, and I would make that case that he's up there with Ja'Marr Chase. And I'm not trying to poo-poo Ja'Marr Chase here, but that was just a scorcher of a take I wanted to kind of deal with.
Yeah, I mean, Watkins was a hell of a prospect, too.
Yes.
I mean, the Bills gave up a future first-rounder just to go get him. Like, people thought of him in that same light, too. So
we'll keep it with the wideouts. Alabama wide receivers Jalen Waddle and Devonta Smith. What are gun to your head? Who's your guy? And like, what, if anything, separates them?
That's the thing. They both have their high-end strengths. For Devontae Smith, it's his route running ability. The guy just gets off the line of scrimmage. He gets open. He is as clean as it gets as a prospect in that regard. Jalen Waddle, it's a level of athleticism that no one else can touch. That guy, straight line, to his left, to his right, backwards. He's just as quick as it gets any which way, as explosive as it gets the position, like just a special athlete, and then has really good ball skills, like is a talented route runner in his own right. So you're splitting hairs. What do you want in your offense, honestly, between even the conversation between them and Chase? It's like, do you want that guy who's going to take the top off the defense? That's, you're going to draft Jalen Waddle then. If you really want a speed threat or a speed receiver in your offense, you're going to draft Jalen Waddle. Do you want, you know, a guy you're going to trust to run slants, comebacks, full route tree, whatever you want? That's probably going to be Devontae Smith then. Like, it really is kind of a, what are you going to ask this guy to do? That's what's going to be the deciding factor. They're not that dissimilar.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.